building your business one night at a time.
Hello and welcome, fans of Ray Edwards. You know, that's something that you and I have in common. We are both big fans of Ray Edwards and the Ray Edwards Show. My name is Mark Mason from Late Night Internet Marketing, and Ray Edwards, to be honest with you, is a personal friend of mine. I admired him from afar and got an opportunity to meet him, and we've gotten to know each other. And just recently, I had the opportunity to be on the Ray Edwards Show. It was a real blessing for me, and I hope you got a chance to catch that show. If not, there's a link to it below this video on this page here at latenightim.com/Ray. And while I was talking to Ray on that show, it occurred to me what I'd really like to do for you, the Ray Edwards fan, is create something that I think would be of some value, especially for you. And what I've decided to create for you is kind of a high-level SEO, search engine optimization strategy, that's simple, that you can understand, that takes the fear and the mystery out of SEO, that you can use every day, every time you create content. And it kind of fits along with kind of the copywriting strategies that Ray teaches. You know, Ray teaches good copywriting for every situation, fundamental principles that you can always put to use, not tricks, but evergreen fundamental strategies that really work for copywriting. And what I want to teach you is some fundamental SEO strategies that go hand in hand with that, that you can keep in your back pocket and use all the time. Now, the thing about search engine optimization is that it can be scary, and I totally get that. And in fact, you know, one of the things that I worry about when I start to talk about SEO is whether or not people are going to freak out and stop the video, because SEO seems super complex. And in fact, we know from the things that Google has published and the things that they tell us that Google makes something on the order of 500 SEO changes to their algorithm, their search engine algorithm, every year. So the computer algorithm that's deciding what web pages show up for a Google search, that changes a couple of times a day. And that's just absolutely insane and really hard to keep track of. And you know this because you see entire websites that are talking about nothing but SEO. Imagine an entire website dedicated to something, one single topic. And that's because SEO is really so complicated. And because of that complexity, and because it's so hard for normal human beings like us to understand, hiring an expert to help you through SEO can be really, really expensive. Entire businesses, multi-million dollar businesses, are built around this topic of SEO. And one of the challenges is because Google is so opaque with how they treat search engine optimization, opinions about SEO are kind of like belly buttons. Everybody has one. You never know who's telling the truth. And so what I want to try and do is ask the question, who's really got time for all that? I mean, you're trying to build your business and do the do that you do, and you probably do it very well, and you don't really have time to dedicate 75% of your business to search engine optimization. You just need some fundamental strategies that will help you get it mostly right. And you know, this idea of getting things mostly right to get most of the benefit for the kind of the least amount of effort is known as the Pareto principle. This is this idea that you can get 80% of the leverage out of something like search engine optimization by doing 20% of the work. And yeah, you can dedicate your whole life to SEO and you can get that last free visitor from Google. And for some businesses, that's appropriate. But for most of us that are creating fantastic content and really helping people with our business, getting that fundamental 20% right is going to get us most of the way there. So what I have for you today is sort of a baseline strategy, a 20% effort strategy that will get you 80% of the results for search engine optimization. How's that sound? Well, there's just three things that you really need to worry about with every piece of content that you create. And like I said before, this is kind of like copywriting strategy in the sense that once you learn how to write good copy by paying attention to the things that Ray has to say, you're writing good copy all the time. Even if you write a note to your mom, you know, it's great copy. And so SEO is kind of the same way. It's a fundamental core skill that you want to peanut butter across your entire business. You do 20% of this kind of work and realize 80% of the business or the benefit rather from search engine optimization. So here are the three things. The first thing is something you're going to think you've heard this before, and that's create great content, fantastic content. And the fact is, it's the why do we want to create great content that really matters here. The fact is that Google sells ads. That's how Google makes money. And the way that they get eyeballs on their ads is by delivering the best search experience on the internet. Make no mistake about it. You, the person with a website who's trying to get listed into Google, are not Google's customer. The people who are buying ads on their platform are their customers. And in order to serve their customers, they've got to have a lot of people using Google. The way they do that is by being the best at search. And the way they get to be the best at search is by delivering the best content. So even if they're not delivering the very, 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 very best content right now today at this moment, their long-term goal is to do that. And let me tell you, they've got thousands of PhD engineers working on that. So the question you should be asking is that when you're getting beat in the search engine rankings by other competitors, what is it that their content, their articles have that you don't have? And in general, the answer is going to be their content is better than yours because they've got a comparison that you don't have, or they've got some analysis that you don't have. You need to make your content better and create content. You will win in the long run. And that's the first idea behind SEO strategy, is to have the best content out there. Eventually, Google is going to get it right. In the fullness of time, they're going to keep pumping money in because they have a strong financial incentive to make the great content be at the top of the search engines. So your incentive needs to be to have the best content. Now, the second thing here is a little bit more technical, and that is to make sure it's clear what your content is all about. Now, you should be writing for human beings, not for Google, okay? Because it's human beings that are going to really consume and benefit from your content. But the topic of your content needs to be crystal clear to both people, man, and the search engines, machine. Both man and machine need to understand what your content is about. And for the machine part, there's lots of things that you could do to make that easily done, especially in WordPress. And I've provided a download for you below this video, my very own blog post SEO checklist. It applies to any web page, but I call it a blog post SEO checklist that will tell you exactly what you need to do. But it means things like having a clearly identified title, making sure your description is compelling, the description that shows up in the search engines, the so-called description tag. And in fact, this is a place where copywriting overlaps search engine optimization, because that description tag has the function of selling your content and getting the conversion from the Google search engine page onto your website. But this SEO checklist will really help you, and you can download it below. But you want to make sure that you check these check boxes and make sure that your content, when it's published, that it's easy for Google's search algorithm to understand what your content is about. So when you combine number one with number two, they'll know when to put your great content at the top of the search engines. And you can get that download right below this video. And then the third thing is obviously spread the word. And here's the fact. Backlinks to your content are still very important to Google. You know, in the very beginning, when this algorithm was patented, this is like two PhD students out of Stanford, they patent this idea. The way that the Google search engine came about was they decided that people linking to content on the internet was sort of like a vote. If you were a webmaster and you decided to point to someone else's content, well, that must mean that you were saying that that content was good. And so if a lot of people pointed to a certain piece of content, like WebMD, for example, then that must be really good stuff, right? Well, things have changed quite a bit. The algorithm's considerably more complicated. Backlinks aren't as important as they used to be, but they're still very important. And the bottom line is Google understands that when people are talking about content, it's almost always because the content is good. So you need to be asking, how can you get more people talking about your content? Can you get other people in your industry to link to your content? Can you guest post on other people's blogs and get links back to your content? Can you share your content in social media? Can you visit forums and give amazing help to people and leave behind links to your content where they can find additional information? All these things, when done in a white hat sort of way, a helping people first sort of way, are still very effective for SEO. So those are the three things that you need to do. It's really very straightforward. You need to create absolutely great content, make sure it's clear to both man and machine what that content is about, and spread the word about that content. That's really the fundamental thing about SEO. By the way, on that third one, we see this all the time. People write the content, and maybe they even do a good job of making sure that the content is properly formatted and everything for search. And then they forget the third part, which is marketing the content that they just wrote. So that third one is really important. This is fundamental across all of marketing. Usually creating the product is sort of 20% of the problem, and marketing it is 80%. Same thing goes for content. So what's your next steps? Now that you know the fundamental things that you need to worry about for SEO, take action. That's always the most important step, right? So for every piece of content that you create, I want you to consider these three simple SEO steps. Make it great. Make sure we know what it's about. Follow that checklist that you can download below and make sure that you're sharing it, talking about it, getting it out there, asking people to share it, getting links back to the content and so forth. Download the extra freebies. They will help you. If you've got questions about SEO, if you want to go deep, I'm happy to do this. This is the simple SEO version. Leave some comments below and I'll be happy to answer them for you. After all, any friend of Ray is a friend of mine. And if you want more information, I've got a free 7-day late night internet marketing SEO course available for you. You can opt in below. That's delivered to you by email. No obligation to do that. Feel free to take the downloads below and be on your way. But if you want to know even more about SEO, sort of from the beginner's perspective and kind of peel the onion a little bit more, I built this 7-day SEO e-course and you guys are welcome to have it right in the form below. Now, if you're finding this somehow on YouTube or someone sent you a link and there's nothing below, just go to latenightim.com/Ray and that will get you there. I want to thank you. I love being part of Ray's tribe. I know you do too. I hope this has been helpful to you. And if you like it, let me hear about it in the comments below. And if you don't like it so much, let me hear about that too. What's missing that you really need help with? I'll try and hook you up. Thanks very much and have an absolutely fantastic day. Building your business one night.